Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, it is great to be home. I want to welcome everyone to Radio for Your Mind today. I tell you what, with a week out where we were in Atlanta and just, I mean, literally having one heck of a great time, I got to admit, I started getting some withdrawals, though, of not being on the air, not being able to communicate with our community, our family, of radio listeners, and just having one fun time today. So I was literally looking forward to being back on the call and back on the air and really giving everybody a feedback. Now, the switchboard is not actually working the way it's supposed to. Mark, are you live with me?
I am.
Okay.
Is that you, Troy Dooley?
It is really me, I tell you. You know, it's
well,
like
you were so busy I couldn't find you anywhere.
Well, and not only was I busy, but listen to this. This is the craziest thing. We've got 13,000 people in the arena, and all of them are twittering. So the AT&T tower literally got locked up by Wednesday afternoon, and it was like going back to a dial-up communication. Your phone wouldn't work. Messages would show up 6 hours later. It was the craziest thing I have ever seen, man.
That's unbelievable.
You know, it was a great time, folks. Now, listen, I know we're just finishing up the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and as I sat there on the floor of the event, right by the stage, watching as these leaders, these young leaders, were looking up to the people that had gone before them. They were looking at the folks that had created some of the most wonderful businesses and organizations in the world. You could tell that they were already thinking outside the box. They were already thinking, how can I apply what these folks are teaching us, and then how can I take it to the next level? And I think that's what makes leadership conferences exciting. And the one thing, Mark, that blew my mind, and as we were sitting looking at stats during the week, the Catalyst Conference is the only conference in the world that is pulling the numbers that they are pulling and continuing to grow every year. There's no other conference in the world doing this that has got this type of tenure, that has grown this long, that has continued. And this year alone, we had 13,000 in Atlanta. We had over 3,500 on the West Coast. And we started doing what we called one-day catalyst events all over the nation. So literally, we reached close to 20,000 people this year that came to one of the events, and nobody else is doing that. So, folks, that shows you that the younger generation, because this leadership conference is focused truly on leaders under the age of 40. So when you look at this, you realize that there's a hunger for a younger generation that's looking to be able to go out there and lead. Now, what you've got to do is, when you look at that, is take that back to your own personal organizations for a second. If you're wondering why your brick-and-mortar business isn't growing, if you're wondering why your network marketing business isn't growing, if you're wondering why your party plan, you know, your Avon, your Tupperware, those businesses aren't growing, maybe you work at a car dealership and you're wondering why you're not selling any cars. Maybe, just maybe, you're looking at the wrong demographic group. Maybe you're looking at people that really are more worried about the economy, more worried about the future, more worried about current affairs than they are going out there and changing the world and making it a better place. And watching these young leaders, and I mean, guys, we're talking about leaders that look worse than I do out here with tattoos and earrings, and they're leading organizations in the spiritual realm, in the social justice realm, in the business realm, in the marketing realm. They're leading these organizations because people aren't worried about what somebody looks like anymore. They're worried about their character. They want to know that they've got a vision and a passion. And one of the things, Mark, that blew my mind, when we were downstairs by the green room, that's where we run all of the audio and the media, there was not a one person I could find with gray hair. And we had one room that we called Catalyst Backstage that had people in there that were the most professional, the most rock star type of people doing live podcasts. They were Twittering, they were Facebooking, they were doing all their stuff, and they were flawless. They were all under, I would say, 25. I mean, they kicked. I was on a team of four people that controlled all of the volunteers, and Dalton literally was my boss. Now, think about that. I raise him up, and then he gets a radio, and they said, look, you're going to be second in charge, and you guys follow his lead. And the reason they do this is because they don't want the old people leading. They want to teach the young people to take it and roll with it. And that, folks, is where we've got to, what we've got to learn. These 21 irrefutable laws that we have gone through, these aren't just for us. These are for us to take and give back to a generation that's out here wondering, what's the next step? You know, there's no doubt in my mind that, this younger generation turn on the TV. They turn on one of the TV shows, and they look at the news that's out there, and they think, this is ridiculous. You know, why can't these people figure out how to just go out and do something and get out of the rut that we're in? And it's like, you know what? These kids are doing it. These kids don't know the word failure. They don't know the word fear. They just go out and they crank it. I watched a guy, Mark, about your age. He's built like a brick house, climbed stairs up 37 feet, leaned out over a little platform that he was on, and did a swan dive into 12 inches of water and set a new world book record. And as I watched him fall, right before I got soaking wet because we were guarding his little kiddie pool, you know, I sat there and I thought, you know what? That right there is such a live example. How many of us are willing to climb the staircase of fear, get up on the platform, look down 37 feet, see 12 inches of water, know that that is just totally ridiculous, and then be able to hit the mark? And that's what we've got to do each and every day. Each and every day, we need to get up and say, what's that one person that we can touch? What's the one person that we want to talk about to get in our business? What's the one person, who's that one individual that if we just reach out to them could change their life? I think that's the key. So, man, I had an awesome time, Mark, but I got to apologize to you and Harry that I wasn't able to communicate because I was either in the floor underneath tons of concrete, or whenever I was up in daylight, my telephone wasn't working.
Well, Troy, apology accepted. None really necessary. I was kidding with you, but you know, now I know why you go with Dalton. Since this leadership conference is focused on the younger folks, you can just say I'm with him.
Hey, and I tell you, if people go to our Facebook, you'll see our team. We were called the Miller Band is what we were called because there's four of us that work for one person, and she happens to be the coordinator for all the volunteers. We had about 350 volunteers, and the four of us made sure that everything got into those volunteers' hands so that they could get it out to 13,000 people. And everybody laughed because we stood out. We wore yellow shirts, and we were all bald as the day is long. When Dalton showed up, he realized he was the only one with hair. So we went out, and he shaved his head to nothing so that we all four would be bald-headed and people would have no problem knowing who we were and what we were.
I saw that picture.
Oh, we had a blast, buddy, I tell you. And watching him, watching the influence that he was able to build naturally, no preconceived agenda, nothing. Just go out and do what you do and control in a structured manner was mind-blowing to me because he was out here leading, he was directing. You know, it was something that you look at this and you say, okay, there's 10 years of the best leaders in the world instilling the leadership values that he needs into him outside of what his mom and dad are doing. And it stood out. I mean, he's already been asked to go to Catalyst West. He's been asked to do the Orange Conference. You know, there was talk about putting him on staff. You know, this is a 19-year-old kid with a lot of energy and the ability of him to stand out of all the people that are there was just, it was wonderful. And I mean, man, Mark, let me tell you, those first 2 days were the killer. We were moving tons and tons of paper, creating all the bags because they give gift bags to all 13,000 people. So you can imagine, you know, what were in those gift bags. And we had to unbox everything, put it in those bags, and then put those bags back in boxes, put them on pallets, wrap it up, and get it staged.
I know,
so,
I know exactly what that's all about.
Oh my gosh, buddy.
On a smaller scale, it's a lot of work. You got to set up like a bucket brigade to get that done.
Oh, you do? And you know, I want people to understand something. Most of the volunteers are teenagers. They're kids and young college kids. And the Catalyst movement now has grown so large, Mark, that several of the top universities in the nation classify this as an elective. And these kids come here and they get college credit for showing up to these leadership conferences, for volunteering, for being in the labs, for being in the main event, and taking the notes and going back and writing essays on all this. So this is something huge for these kids, and watching them work as a team was amazing to me. I mean, these kids have it down, buddy. If we'd have had it down at their age, we might have been hitting that success mark a whole lot faster than what we did.
Well, I tell you what, though. You know, John speaks of in his book that leaders lead followers, and that doesn't mean people that have no mind of their own. It means people that are ready. So these folks at Catalyst, you know, Troy, the way you're describing them, they're ready. So if you're having some stagnation in your network marketing business, you need to work with people who are ready. Don't drag anybody across the finish line. It just won't work. Work with the willing. If those who you have on your team right now, it's just not the right time in their life, don't throw them away. Stay in contact with them, but don't try to get them to do any more than they're doing now because you're wasting your time. Find new blood.
Oh, dude, you hit it on the head. And, you know, you talk about those people that are ready. And, you know, I've got my keychain that I always carry with me that says never give up. But I've got a new little thing on there now, and it's a leather X with the numbers 143 on it. And what really, this is show you folks how blessed we are to live in America. Because this keychain, because the whole concept of Catalyst this year, the whole focus was on your mark. And it was the focus to say, are you ready? Are you on your mark? Are you ready to take it to the next level? And they needed these X's because we know X marks the spot. So, you know, we're sitting there looking at this, and I'm unpacking 13,000 of these things out of duffel bags from Great Britain. And I'm thinking, man, what are we doing with these? What's this 143? And when we got ready to hand these out to all the participants that were there, all the attendees, they showed a video. It was a short video. But this video is from an organization called 143 Million. And the first three, the 143 are the numbers, and then the word millions.org. So you can go to their website, 143million.org. This organization is an organization that sets up orphanages across the world. And the 143 million are the 143 million orphans that are out there without parents worldwide. And these kids over in Kenya, was where this was out of, had hand-cut out of leather 13,000 X's for us. They hand-punched in the 143 so that we'd know which organization did it, and then they shipped them over here for us, and we got to pay them to do that so those kids would have money for some new clothes, to be able to go to school, to be able to further their education. That's what Catalyst is about. And folks, I want you to know, in the last 10 years, we have been able, in a 2 to 3 day period, raise enough money. And 100% of the funds go to whatever we're focused on. We don't have administrative costs out of this or anything else. It's just 100% goes to whatever we're raising funds for. We've put over 1,000 wells into small villages in Africa. And we did this because the little kids over there would walk all day long to get water out of a river that ran downstream from the village. And they thought if they walked far enough out of town, all the sewage and stuff would be out of it, and it wasn't. So these kids were dying of malnutrition, just diarrhea. And we were able to put fresh wells into these villages so these kids would not have to do that. We partnered up with Tom Shoes, and through the Tom Shoes organization, which is a for-profit company, have given 300,000 pairs of shoes to kids worldwide because of the parasites that get into their feet and they end up dying. You know, this is what's going on. We've teamed up with Save Atlanta and been able to bring girls in off the streets that were in the sex trade business because they were being trafficked into the United States. This is the type of stuff that we do outside But here's something that you don't hear a lot about. Matter of fact, I don't know very many organizations that do this. One of the things that Dalton and I and Steve Miller and that we did as our team, just the four, is they called us in early Wednesday morning and said, guys, we really need you to do one thing for us. We've got a truck getting ready to come into the back gate. We're going to unload some envelopes off of that truck. And we need you guys to be willing to guard those envelopes with your life. Because what's in those envelopes represents a substantial value. And we said, sure, that's no problem. So the truck rolled in, opened up. We started unloading boxes. I mean, boxes. You understand there's 13,000 people there. These are little boxes, but we knew we had to have enough for all the volunteers, so we got all the boxes out. And what the Catalyst Conference did was they gave back $125,000 to the participants that were sitting there in the audience. That was $10 each. And they told them, they said, that we're not giving you this money to go buy a new book or go buy a T-shirt or go buy a keychain or anything like that. We're giving you that $10 because we want you, and Mark, you're going to love this because you taught me this. We want you to pay it forward. And on that envelope where that $10 bill was several different organizations that Catalyst had partnered with, and they allowed each of the participants to decide where that $10 was going to go, put their name and address on that envelope so that they could track the charity. They would know what was going on. They would get responses back from the charity of where their $10 had gone and what child or person or cause was being affected the most and how it would be benefit. Folks, I don't know many organizations that's willing to give away $125,000. Catalyst is not a non-profit company. It is a for-profit organization. It's owned by Giant Impact, a very large company that does a lot of corporate stuff. But this is where the rubber meets the road. When Mark talks about character, when Jim Gilhouse talks about character, when you talk about giving back, when you talk about paying it forward, when you talk about not letting the money and the ego and the success get in the way, that's what it's about. And you know what? Sometimes we go through what one of my good friends calls a dry blessing. Man, you bust your butt and it's like, man, why is my team not growing? Why is my business not growing? And you don't realize everything that's happening. And in being in Catalyst for a week and out of communication with my closest allies on a daily basis, I had no clue what was going on. I didn't blog a lot. I wasn't able to do any of that. I was too dead tired when I got home. But when I got home yesterday and finally settled down and late last night fired up the computer, I had two wonderful emails that were just truly blessings. I mean, this was wild. One, which I know Jim would have known about before I did, but Jim and I both, our blogs have been ranked as two of the top 50 blogs in the world for network marketing. And this is from people that we don't know. This was literally, they were ranked based on the people that come to our sites and what they had to say about our sites. And I thought, man, how cool is that? And then I had another email from a close friend of mine that said, Troy, we've got a book going to press at Random House, and I've got until Monday to get your profile put in it. I want to know why you love network marketing, because you're one of our people that we want to have into this book. And it's like, wow. You know, that's what happens when you give back to people. We gave one whole week, no pay. This is, we pay for our hotel. We pay to go up in there. We, you know, all that good stuff. And then we volunteer for a week to help other people. Folks, I don't care what it is that you're doing. The concept of paying it forward and giving back truly pays off when it's done with an open heart. And Maxwell talks about this through all of his writings. I don't know one person that Jim and I and Mark and Harry and everybody that we follow that doesn't believe in giving it back with an open heart. And if you guys right now on this call, find something in your local community. Find something that you can believe in. You know, one of the things that Dalton and I and my family do at Christmas is we have a lot of homeless people that are here in Destin because it's so warm, it's so nice. And they're here year-round, but they don't have family. So So what we end up doing is we sit here and we look at everything and we say, what can we do to give back? Is there any way we can put a little gift basket together? Is there anything that we can do that will benefit others? And folks, I want to challenge you right now. We are going into the holiday season. What can you do in your local community? What could you do for some people? How could you help them out? You know, and make their life better for where they're at and what they're doing. See, if you do that, that's going to help you take it to a whole new level from where you're at. Mark, would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in my local chamber, we have a charity that we run, and everything that we do is to give that money away. Whatever we raise, you know, we run events just to fund that charity, and then we give to needy people in the community. We give to local charities. We give to kids going off to college to help them, you know, get started on a little bit better the right foot. So we ran an event about a week ago, a golf outing, and 100% of the proceeds, you know, beyond the cost of the golf course, was going to this charity. And I was never on that committee before. There were 11 people on that committee, and so I said to myself, well, let's see, if I raise 10% of the money, I think I will have done my job. But I knew where the money was going. By the time it was all said and done, 30% of the fundraise was because of me. And the only thing that I can say is I feel very proud that I'm able to help a whole bunch of people that I don't even know.
Well, and that's it. And folks, tomorrow we're going to be back on our schedule, but we wanted to take this and kind of give it a recap today and let y'all know the exciting stuff that's going on. And I tell you, if you watch any of our blogs this week, we're going to be blogging on this, especially me, both at troydooley.com and MLM Help Desk. You know, we're going to be sharing some powerful stuff that's going on within the United States, because one of the things that impacted me, and as Dalton and I came home and we chatted about this, you know, we've got our own organization where we really focus in on local charity, local area, what can we do to help the underprivileged. And one of the things that we're really going to be focusing on this year is looking for impoverished areas throughout the United States where kids are going hungry, where kids don't have what they need. Because yesterday in my local newspaper, this really impacted me. A young girl was born to a little prostitute here in town, and her biological father was a sexual predator, and she wasn't with her, she never saw her dad, she wasn't with her mom very long. Her mom was smart enough to say, okay, I'm going to give her up to somebody else. And she gave this little baby up to a gal that she thought was a pretty clean-cut person. And they didn't do it legally. The gal was just taking care of her, quote-unquote, but had her in a Christian school, had her growing up, and would take her shopping and would take care of her and all this good stuff until about the age of 9. And at the age of 9, for whatever reason, this lady and her roommate that were there started abusing this young little girl. And they would boil water and stick her hands in it until it did enough damage to make her hand look like a duck's web. They beat her with coat hangers. They made her eat off the floor. They would force feed her until she'd throw up. And I know this is probably pretty graphic for some of you, but I want you to get this. This is how our system works. A neighbor started seeing what was going on because they'd leave the windows open, not realizing people could see in, and they called family services. Well, the people found out family services was showing up, so they stuck the girl in a closet and gagged her and brought another little girl in to pretend that was her. So family services left, never knowing that the little girl wasn't the right little girl. And luckily, a neighbor was willing to call back and say, you did not have the right little girl. You need not to call them in advance. You just need to show up. And this little girl, now at age 12, has been taken from that family. The two women that were involved have been convicted of child abuse. child neglect, everything else the judge could throw at them. And as she sentenced them to prison, she was crying. But a local couple saw this story and has adopted this little girl. And she's all excited because now she's sharing. At 12 years old, she's getting her life back. One of our local plastic surgeons has volunteered and he was able to fix her hand. And reading this article, this little girl said, all I want to do is grow up and help other little girls that are in the same position that I'm in. And I thought, you know what? That's happening right here in Destin. Folks, if you look up in a demographic chart from the Census Bureau, you will find Destin, Florida is one of the top 10 richest communities in the world. And yet this kind of crap happens right here in our neighborhood. What's happening in your neighborhood? What's happening in neighborhoods right here in the United States? And that made me realize there's a lot of people worldwide. I'm glad our president got the Nobel Prize for Peace and all that stuff. But there's stuff happening in this great country of ours that should not be happening, should not be taking place. And we're going to stand up and we're going to take part of our profits this year from business. We're going to be turning that over to find organizations or to start organizations to help the underprivileged in the United States. I'm going to be calling up some CEOs and network marketing companies and saying, stop going overseas and worrying about all the stuff over there. Start taking care of our own. You know, let's start taking care of some of our own people, our own children, our own families that are hurting. Because if we do that, maybe, just maybe, one or two of them won't have to go through what this little girl did. Maybe there's a couple that we'll be able to touch that won't have to put their last few dollars in some network marketing scam out there on the internet without realizing that it really is a scam and not a legitimate opportunity. Maybe if we just reach out and pay it forward, like Mark says, we can change the way the poverty system in the United States is. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not one of these bleeding hearts that believes everybody's going to love us for this. But you know what? If we can fight for the children who can't fight for themselves, then maybe they will be the ones that will grow up to take over this next generation and be able to say, we can make a difference too. And they will spread that love and they will pay it forward to the next generation. Mark, we got a couple minutes, buddy. I'm just going to let you kind of close out the call today.
Well, thanks, Troy. I saw something last week on the news, and you know, try to keep this show apolitical. But I saw people in a Midwestern city standing online, filling out applications for handouts from the government, and I said right then and there, you know what? We've got to take this generation more than any other generation and teach them self-reliance. We've got to, so if I'm going to do anything in any way in the following year, I am going to put my efforts into seeing that young folks who are ready get to learn about entrepreneurship. I don't care if it's network marketing, traditional business, whatever it is, they have to understand what made this country great. In the 1800s, people got a job. A job was, I'll go fix Farmer Smith's fence. And when that was over, they were looking for another job, and they got a reputation as someone who could fix fences, and they had a craft, they had an art, they had an ability. Now times have changed and whatever, but that doesn't mean a great idea still can't come about. You know, these people who invent all of these technologies, these very often are not coming out of big corporations, but, you know, the digital equivalent of garage bands. So it's still out there, and we have to fan the flames of that spirit if we want to see our great republic continue to grow and prosper. So when you go out there today, don't just think about yourself. Think about who you can give a hand to, because an adult never stands so tall as when they stoop to help a child. I hope you see that as part of what your mission is.
That is great. Folks, have an awesome day. We will be back here tomorrow morning for Mentoring for Your Mind. We'll talk to you soon.